Listen now for the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message was selected from among the earliest recordings preserved from his lifetime and ministry.
Open thou mine eyes, I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I prayed this prayer this morning. I think I prayed with my heart. And I asked God to do for me personally what the psalmist asked in that verse. So I turned over to the Gospel of John. And I think the Spirit of the Lord is leading us. I'm going to deal now with the Gospel of John. I don't know how long we'll stay in it. It's a wonderful book. St. John, we say. Now, we're asking God to open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of His law. That is, out of the book, out of the Bible. Now, the first verse of this chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, you begin right there. First verse of Genesis says, in the beginning God. God was there. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning. Back there sometime. He spoke worlds into existence. Now here, John, with a pen of inspiration, the one that was close to our Lord, said, in the beginning was the Word. Now that's Jesus. The Word. He was the Word. He's the Word of God. He was a living, breathing Word of God. What He said was what God said. What He did was what God did. In the beginning was the Word. Now, John says that Jesus Christ was back there in the beginning. Now, get it clear. He didn't just come to this world when He was born, a little baby in Bethlehem. He was back there in the beginning. From everlasting to everlasting, He's God. In the beginning Word, now listen, and the Word was with God. That is, Jesus was back there with God. How significant, how striking it is. Notice, and the Word was God. Now, isn't that wonderful? Let's all put that together. Who is my Savior? He was back with God in the beginning. He was with God, and He was God. I don't have just a man to save me. I have a God to save me. Jesus Christ is able to do anything that God can do. Whatever God can do, He can do. All things are possible with God. I never saw a sinner in my life that Jesus Christ couldn't save you. If He can't save you, there's no salvation for you. There's nobody on the same level with Jesus Christ. You can't put His mother up on that plane. She was human just like anybody else. She was chosen by Almighty God, a good woman, to be the mother of God's Son. And Jesus Christ was God incarnate. If Mary's in heaven, and I think she's in heaven, with the Lord, absent from her body, present with the Lord, she went to heaven by the way of Jesus Christ, her Son. There is no other way to heaven. His brothers went to heaven that way. There was no other way. His disciples went to heaven that way. He's the only way. He was God. He is God. Now, I know you have the Trinity. I know there's a mystery here, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But it says in the Bible, in the beginning God, God created the heaven and the earth, and then God said, let us make man. That is the idea of a plural idea there. Let us make man. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's all clearly told. That's a Trinitarian teaching. It's in the Bible. It's not the imagination of man. The Unitarian idea is the idea of man. But the Trinitarian is God's revelation. Who would have ever thought of Jesus Christ as God the Son? The Father is God the Father. The Holy Ghost is God the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't have thought of a Trinity. You couldn't have tied that kind of thing up in your thinking. Man couldn't have done that. Now, it's a mysterious idea, I know. Of course, the universe is full of mysteries. But you know, a thing can be mysterious and be true. You can say, how wonderful. I can't understand it. You don't have to understand it. But if it's true, it's true. Now, here is the Word of God. Now, listen just a minute. Whenever you get people that begin to tamper with the deity of Christ, look out, man. Listen. A great many people say, I think He is divine. But they think you are divine, too. The divinity of Jesus and the deity of Jesus is not the same thing in the mind of some people. Now, Jesus Christ says explicitly, he that seen me has seen the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, John sits down here with his pen, guided by the Holy Ghost as he writes. He says, in the beginning was the Word. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, listen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. What's that? Well, that's what he says. And you know, I don't think any man has ever said a thing like that. Nobody ever thought of it. Who would ever thought of that? The natural mind would never reach that conclusion. That had to be a revelation. Why, you talk about men being the author of the Bible. There are things in the Bible that men said, and they're recorded. But this kind of thing no man would have ever said. No man would have ever thought of it. It would have been me out of his realm. You know, he just couldn't have done it. Now, he said, in the beginning, God, and all things were made by him. Now, that's what it says. Everything is made by him. The earth was made by him. The sun, the moon, the stars, all the solar system. Made by whom? By the Word. Who is the Word? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? He was God. When was he God? From everlasting to everlasting. Where was he? He was with God in the beginning. He with God. He was back there. Who made all the universe? Jesus Christ. Now, it's just this definite, this stage is possible for the Spirit. The same was meaning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, not even made was made. Now, wait a minute. That's not all. In him was life. And this life was the light of man. Now, he's not talking about just the breath of life. He breathed there into the nostrils of Adam, the breath of life. He's talking about another life here. Life is eternal. Life is different. He's half a son, half life. You have physical life, whether you have a son or not. But if you have a son of God, you have spiritual life. The same life that Jesus Christ has, you have, if you are saved. His life is in you. He breathes his life into your life. And as you walk around here, you're joint heir with Jesus Christ. You are different. You were born in sin. You carry the flesh with you. He was God manifest in the flesh. It's not the same picture. Don't misunderstand me. Now, someday, we Christian people, when we see him, we become like him in the sense we have a tight body that he has, a risen body. And we'll be a type like him in many particulars because we'll be like him in the sense that we have his life, the life of God. Now, you either have this life or you are dead in sin, dead in trespasses and in sin. You may be educated, cultured, nice people, may have some lovely things about you. But until you get Jesus Christ, as far as your spiritual life is concerned, you are dead. You can't call God Father. Every time you call God Father, you're not talking to your Father. The Bible makes it plain that you're your father, the devil. He said, just as clear as you could. He said, we are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. I become God's child when I accept Jesus Christ and get the life of Jesus Christ. That life that he gives us. I give unto them eternal life. That's his promise. He gives us his life. As many received him, and gave right to become children of God, even that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, the will of man, but of God. Now, men and women, this story is a wonderful story. And it's just as clear as it can be. Now, I want you to get your Bible as we take up these messages from the Gospel of John. From day to day, as we bring these messages, I want you to listen to them. Now, get your Bible and start in, and let's just saturate our souls and hearts and minds with this wonderful Gospel of John. In the beginning was what? Was the Word. Who was the Word? Jesus. And the Word was with whom? With God. Wait a minute. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning. He was with God. He was God. He was saying he was in the beginning with God. And he made everything. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Now, don't you join me in the feeling that God does show us something wonderful out of this law when we want to know it. It's so beautiful, so marvelous, so wonderful, this blessed Word of God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the Bible. We wouldn't have ever known this if we hadn't had a Bible. We wouldn't know who Jesus is without the Bible. God had to give us a Bible to tell us who he is. We might have wondered if he wasn't God. But we couldn't have known it. But the Bible tells us who he was. And we thank him for stories in the Bible like Thomas that said he never believed, but when he saw him, after he was raised from the dead, he looked at him and said, "My Lord and my God." And our hearts today would say the same thing. Blessed Son of God, thou art my Lord, thou art my God. Help us to be faithful and true to thee today in everything. Keep us near thyself and lead us by thy Spirit. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard a message recorded during the lifetime of the founder of Bob Jones University. Listen daily for messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr., sponsored by Bob Jones University.